This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Try to get everyone who possibly will, you know, listen to us and take us seriously to wear a mask when they're out in public. We're going to continue to tell people to stay home if they're symptomatic and encourage social distancing.
It really is a mixed bag. We have a very large country, very heterogeneous, major differences, for example, between the New York metropolitan area and Casper, Wyoming. If you look at how we've been hit badly. I mean, anybody who looks at the numbers, we've had now over 120,000 deaths and we've had 2.5 million infections. So it's a serious situation.
All right, that's the nation's top doc. I like to call him Anthony Fauci. And he talked about the differences of where we're from and what's happened and how badly we've been hit with COVID-19. Before that, the mayor of Dallas, Eric Johnson, talking about the importance of wearing the mask, et cetera, because 5,000 new cases in Texas, Arizona, and Florida, the new hot spots, not the kind of hot spots you want to be. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, if you haven't been to the show before, welcome. We're rolling out the red carpet for you. You can always hit us up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet at katedelaneyradio.com. Just kidding. 24/7, whatever it is that you want to talk about. A lot of people do because we're going to go to the mailbag coming up this hour. And there were a lot of thoughts about some of those hot spots from people listening to us in Tucson, Arizona, in the great state of Texas, all over the state, and people listening to us in Florida as well, and what they're seeing and how they feel about being touted as the hot spot. At the top of the show, I always do the death odometer. Sadly, 123,000 people have lost their lives in the United States, but 740,000 have recovered. 2.39 million cases in the U.S. Worldwide, 475,000 cases, 4.6 million recovered, and getting closer to that 10 million mark of confirmed cases worldwide. We see the same thing when people get it. A lot of times they'll talk about, wow, I had no idea. I didn't realize I had it. I didn't feel any of the symptoms. I pretty much stayed away. I didn't put myself in a situation where I thought that I could get this. And, you know, unfortunately, it's that moment that you have no idea who you've come across that leads to often the diagnosis that you don't want. We're seeing more famous people test positive for COVID-19, and, of course, they're human beings like anyone else, but Novak Djokovic is somebody, one of the world's top-ranked tennis players, who tested positive for the novel coronavirus. And it's interesting because he organized this tour to give himself and some of the other pros a chance to compete after being idle, pretty much sitting around, I'll say, not competing, since March, when both the women and the men's pro tours were suspended. And unfortunately, this little tour that he thought they could contain following these protocols that they didn't do, unfortunately, the results have been disastrous because there were six other people who tested positive as well. So they did these exhibitions and they didn't follow some of the basic guidelines. They didn't worry about the masks. They didn't worry about the social distancing. And as a result, you know, more and more are coming forward with coronavirus. And this, again, just goes to show you, it's the great equalizer. Doesn't matter how much money, how much fame, how much whatever you got. You can sit in a limousine, but if you're out partying and people are not distancing and you walk away from the party, you too could get this unwanted monster and walk away with COVID-19. So that's exactly what happened to Djokovic. He is the latest in a sea of people that are well known to come down with it. So whether it's extraordinary people, ordinary people, or whoever it is, this is the conversation that flows throughout the world. And of course, here in our backyard, I talk about on this show that whatever is the buzz in my neck of the woods is probably the buzz in your neck of the woods. And this is still the thing that we're talking about. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Are we doing what's working? Are we not doing what's working? And then we have a follow-up, because there's been a lot of flap over the Confederate flag and NASCAR saying, "Nah, we're not doing the Confederate flag anymore, so nobody's going to be allowed in with the flags." And there was a story about Bubba Wallace and Richard Petty being really upset because in the garage they found a noose. Well, it was determined after the FBI and others came in to investigate that the noose that was found in the garage at the Talladega Superspeedway was not, it's not a federal crime. It was deemed that the noose, guess what, had been in that stall since October of 2019. It was just there. They determined that someone didn't commit any kind of a hate crime against Wallace, that it just happened to be there, and the rope was in the garage, and it was made into a noose. So everybody can calm down, and one calamity is avoided, because this was creepy. Creepy enough that you had a lot of people, that, including other drivers, that followed him down the straightaway. And like I said, Richard Petty came out to the race because he was so horrified by what he was hearing. So there you go. Mystery solved. A lot of things aren't solved that are happening in this country, including the movement to defund the police, or just to go with let's look under the hood and reform what's happening. And just as you heard Anthony Fauci say, it's not one size fits all with the virus. It's not one size fits all, in my opinion, at all, when it comes to law and order. Some people are insistent there are definite ways you can defund the police, and of course you can defund the police, but what does that look like in the long run? It does feel as though Minneapolis will put that theory to, you know, will test that theory if the police chief doesn't have his way and the city council gets their way. That has not happened yet, but it is heavily, heavily, heavily being discussed. So they may be the first place where, like I say, that comes into play. We'll see. Coming up the rest of this hour, a trip to the Woe Man Cave. Interesting thing, finally, Major League Baseball is coming back, but is it safe? Well, this is what we talked about in the very beginning of the show. Plus, the mailbag, that's up next. It's flooded with so many thoughts about not just COVID-19, but what I mentioned, defunding the police and trying to go in that direction, or reforming police departments, those that have problems, and how many are really, really looking into that. Hang with us. Mailbag next.
We all need to do our part
and show that we care.
Look, man,
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks, but not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12, or a 10-pack of N95 N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, without further ado, let's dive in to the nitty-gritty of what all of you have had to say. And a lot of it centered around COVID-19, of course, because many of you are getting tired of the situation of being at home, or some of you are telling me you're so ready for this to be over, and what does it look like, and handicapping it. And, you know, to that I say, if I had the crystal ball of health and I could look at it and say, hey, all right, is this the day everything's okay, then I would do it. But it's about having the cure. We don't have the cure. We have to have the vaccine. That's when it's 100% safe, right? Absolutely. All right, so I got this one from Sven, who says, Kate, I've been listening to your show. I know people say that, but I really have been. I'm not saying they aren't, but I hear this typically on other radio shows. The highest number of hospitalizations since the pandemic started, I guess it's spiking in some areas. And what do they account for as far as why that's happened? Why are the numbers climbing higher in Arizona, and why are they climbing higher in Texas? Well, a lot of the reasons for the higher numbers is because of the theory is that you had the Memorial Day weekend and you had more people who were getting together and going to parties, and they weren't observing the whole social distancing thing very well. It led to the explosion of more cases of you know, coronavirus. And I would go with that, because if you look at where the cases have been, it's when there's been groups of people. If you're observing social distancing and it's not too many people, and you're doing some of the things that we were told help cut down and flatten the curve, I think you have a hell of a better chance of surviving that and getting through. If you completely ignore it, then it's Russian roulette, it seems. Every time somebody gets it, especially lately, it's because they can track it back to, oh, because that's what the tracing's for. That's right. There was this party I went to, and a lot of younger people are getting it, especially in Florida, and they're flat out saying when they're asked, yeah, we didn't pay attention to it. I didn't think I could get it. I was at a pool party. There was 50 of us, you know, whatever it might be. So the more, at least people are being honest, the more younger people or whoever gets it, they're being honest and they're tracing it, the more we know. And that's what it seems to be. So my answer is people not following the whole guideline thing that gives you a much better chance, anyway, of breaking through it, of not being hit, especially with a new wave of hotspots. And, you know, we're going to do more testing. More people are going to be tested. In fact, I got texts several on my phone in the last couple of days from Parkland Hospital in Dallas saying that if I showed symptoms, it's an important message, and if I had any kind of symptoms, that to keep myself safe and to wash hands and don't touch my face and social distance and wear a mask and all of that. But if I think I've been exposed, call their number to find out where the testing is to go and get tested. So I just noticed that because the cases have increased. And I know people are getting similar messages for big hospitals near them in Florida and in Arizona, too, as you know, as well. All right, here's one from Lincoln, and Lincoln says, Kate, I finally got it through to my knuckle-headed 19-year-old that it just wasn't okay to go and hang out in these big party backyards with his buddies, having a couple of beer pong parties, where normally, even being just right down the road, it would be okay. It wasn't about us not trusting him. It was about lack of social distancing. And sure enough, one of the kids, he wasn't there when it happened, got COVID-19. And apparently this is what's happening now. There have been big increases in younger people. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry about what's happened to your son's friend and the idea that we could just go play beer pong and not worry, and I get it. You feel invincible, right? You're 21 years old, you're 19 years old, whatever you are. So 20s, 30s, and 40s, that's what we're seeing. The large gatherings, that's what I was saying before. And you have this, you know, you have this urge, of course you do, to be in public spaces. And you want to be. You're tired of it. It's been how long of being away from people? And with that happening, that's where they're seeing the surges, the bars, the restaurants. And it seems like people are not worried about masks or being shoulder to shoulder or whatever it might be. And we've seen members of the University of Houston football team have tested positive. Players at the University of Texas in Austin, Clemson University in South Carolina, same thing. So in general, older adults with chronic health problems have been more likely to have the serious complications of COVID-19. But now we're seeing that a lot of people under 35 are getting slammed with this. And the Texas governor in particular was saying there were so many under the age of 30, and even Governor Ron DeSantis, same thing, that the pattern was you had people under 37. You were starting to see that a lot more. And if they don't have significant underlying conditions, they're much less likely to be hospitalized or suffer fatality, but it doesn't mean that they don't. In Florida over the weekend, you had a 17-year-old boy who died, who got it, and who died from COVID-19. So there's no guarantee of that because somebody's young and they don't have diabetes and they don't have some of those conditions that they are just going to, you know, they're just going to pull through. All right, let's move on to something else. And this is an interesting one. This came to me from Paul, who says, I was going to go travel out of the country, but of course everybody's been re-racked. So that was all put on hold. But now there are new restrictions. I was thinking about people coming into our country on visas for temporary foreign workers. Are these new? Are these here to stay for a while? Or what do you know about the temporary visas? Well, what it is they're not letting people in. I mean, obviously, they're doing research. They're combating COVID-19. So the bottom line is when you've got anyone from engineers to au pairs to whatever, they're going to be blocked from coming to the U.S. until January. And if this is navigating the immigration system, and they're admitting people who are critical to national security to help the economic recovery, or they're essential to the U.S. food supply chain, you know, they're talking about that what could, where are the tweaks? But so far, the temporary workers, like 167,000, was the number, are going to be kept out of the U.S. because of the new restrictions. That you won't be able to get that H-1B visa and the specialty occupation. It just depends. I mean, that's the most well-known one. That's for a skilled tech worker. And workers in other industries like healthcare and the media have also been known to use those visas. But how many would be affected by them? 29,000, perhaps. Maybe another 19,000 dependents, because you have the different classifications for the visas. And it's funny because it's not funny, but I have a friend who's in this situation. So I was looking at those categories and who's filling what jobs, or the seasonal worker jobs, and you know, the H-2B visas is that. And you've got 23,000 probably that won't be able to come in because of it. So there's definitely going to be people that are blocked from coming into the country because of coronavirus. And it just depends on the kind of visa and the circumstances, but a lot tougher than ever before. Because the idea, of course, is not to let anyone in who could possibly infect, contaminate, you know, others, because what a disaster that would be. All right, stay with us. Coming up, as I mentioned before, we are taking a trip to the Man Cave. So there is going to be baseball, but it's going to be fanless, because how could you have fans in the stands? It's going to be safe for the players. What is the season going to look like? All that and more coming up on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside, instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. President Trump makes a visit to a border state to highlight the progress of a campaign promise. USA's Tim Bird with the details.
President Trump is happy about the ongoing construction of his massive border wall.
So we have a very heavy concrete inside the steel, and inside the concrete we have rebar. So you have everything you can have.
the president in Arizona to mark more than 200 miles of construction of the wall. During an earlier event in Yuma, the president said around 500 miles of the wall should be finished by the end of the year.
Federal officials say no crime was committed when a noose was found in the garage assigned to Bubba Wallace, NASCAR's only black full-time driver, for last weekend's race in Alabama. They say the noose had been in the garage as early as October of 2019. On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow up 131 points, the NASDAQ up 75. This is USA Radio News. Washington Governor Jay Inslee announced Tuesday that residents will be required to wear masks starting Friday in response to a new surge in COVID-19 cases. Residents will be required to wear face coverings in any indoor public space and outdoors when social distancing can't be maintained. Washington State is among the 25 states experiencing a higher rate of cases. Big box retailer Walmart says the Mississippi state flag will not be displayed, quote, in its current form. Currently, Mississippi is the only state flag with the Confederate emblem on it. A company spokesman told The Hill while the issue of the flag's design continues to be discussed, they decided to remove the flag from their stores. Calls for changes to the flag come as protests against racial inequality continues. Major League Baseball players will comply with an outline for a 60-game season mandated by Commissioner Rob Manfred. Health and safety protocols were finalized between the two sides. Players will report for training on July 1st. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Cave, and if we were hanging out, we'd probably be talking about, boy, isn't it interesting to have a chance to watch some actual sports, whether it was NASCAR, yes, I know, rained out the past weekend, or we're talking about watching golf, but guess what is coming back? The NBA, we'll see how this all plays out in the bubble in Orlando, and baseball, a 60-game season, so the final hurdles to restarting it have been jumped over. This is huge. The Major League Baseball Association, Players Association, and the league ironed out the wrinkles and the problems that they were having. July 1st, they're going to report to camps, the players, and then they start a 60-game season, the 23rd or 24th of July, in empty ballparks. The protocols, what they're going to do, what that's going to look like, all of that was talked about backwards and forwards, the geographic divisions to lessen travel. I mentioned this, that I had heard this from a pretty good source months ago, and I talked about it several times on the air, that that's what I heard, that, of course, what they're going to do is whittle it down so there's less travel. It makes sense. And how's that going to work? So each team will play 10 games against each of its four division rivals, four games against each of its the five clubs in the corresponding divisions in the other league. Each team is scheduled to make only one trip to each city it visits during the shortened season, and the shortest season since 1878. You know, people are going to question the records and everything else, but I bet you people are going to be watching it. The Yankees and the Dodgers open as a 7-2 favorites. For the World Series, the Houston Astros third, 11-1, the odds for them, Ooh, so much controversy with the Astros. But that was all forgotten once we hit the pandemic, sort of. Anyway, but this is it. The 60-game season, we'll see what players will go back to work. High-risk players can opt out and will still get salary and service time. Others will sit out, get their money, and they won't get their money, won't get the service credit, all that kind of stuff. So it just depends. And I think this is part of what was so tricky. In a crazy twist, they expanded the designated hitter to games involving National League teams for the first time and instituted the innovative extra innings with a runner on second base. So you have some things to look at when if you're watching baseball for as long as it's here. And there's still talk of a possible playoff expansion, but that hasn't happened. So that's the bottom line. The active rosters will have 30 players during the first 2 weeks of the season, 28 the second, 26 after that. They won't be expanded to 28 on September 1st as they would originally have done. That's what they were talking about this year. So how interesting is that? But here's my question, and I thought about this right away. What happens to the Blue Jays in Toronto? We don't know. An Ontario health official said Major League Baseball didn't submit a plan to the local health officials, and they need to do that to allow the Blue Jays to play in Toronto. I'm sure they'll figure that out. How intriguing is that? But just as that's happening, three Rockies players tested positive for coronavirus. So you see how this rolls, right? How many athletes have tested positive? Two players were asymptomatic. One showed symptoms. They've been taking live bats at Coors Field. So the news is terrible timing when this whole thing finally is announced. And it's going to be safety protocols, health, blah, 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 blah. As I said when I started this show, it's about the conversation, and this is the kind of conversations that we're having. By the way, whether it's something to do with the Man Cave or anything else on this show, and I said it at the top, you can hit me up with your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Bada bing, just like that, 24/7, we are open. Interesting. The Dallas Cowboys, because the NFL, that is the curiosity. Is everything going to go as planned? When can the fans come back? And the answer is they don't have to worry about that, but they do have to worry about players and signings. The Cowboys have officially gotten Dak Prescott signed, $31.4 million franchise tender, right? The two sides have until July 15th to work out a long-term deal. Otherwise, one cannot be done until after this season. So the news of his intention to sign happened over the weekend, and because he was saying something on Instagram about it. So, of course, everything breaks on social media, Twitter or Instagram. And so he'll be one of the highest paid players in the NFL. And the potential his franchise tag increases by a mandatory 20% next season to 37. I'm going to say that number again. Ready? $37.7 million with a flat or lower cap in 2021. And so the incentive is for the Cowboys to secure a long-term deal before July 15th. But the problem, I think, is the second year because the salary cap is going to crash unless there's some kind of intermediate deal. And they're trying to figure it out. I mean, they keep saying the Jones family, that this is the quarterback of the team, of the future. He's going to lead us to a Super Bowl. He turns 27 at the end of July, and he says he doesn't want to leave the Cowboys. I think that's not a surprise. Will the Cowboys win the Super Bowl? Is he the quarterback to help them win the Super Bowl? Who knows? I mean, who knows what the NFL season is going to look like? Let's take that first step, that first leap into the season, and I don't even know that we're going to have fans, at least in the beginning of the season. And again, it all goes back to what does it look like once we get back into the season? Does it look like football as we know it? Are people doing what they would normally do? It sounds so funny to say the word normal, by the way, because nothing is normal about what's happening in our world. But I think it's a good break for people, a good mental break. People I know that aren't even sports fans are watching, for goodness sake. People I know that hate golf are watching the last two stops on the PGA Tour, the first two, I should say, since closing down with novel coronavirus. So there, I think, is this longing to see different action, different things, different, you know, whatever. Even if you're doing things to expand your mind and working on the house, building new sheds, because we can talk about that. My neighbor is building a shed. Oh, if I could just bribe him to build a shed for me. He's out there. He's got his kids are out there. The property looks good. They're getting rid of all the weeds, and he's sawing and hammering. And even with the rain coming, they put some tarp over the top of it, and it just looks beautiful. And he talked to me, and he said, you know, it feels good to do this, but I never had the time. I mean, this is a guy, right? He wants to be watching sports, playing his normal softball, but there is no softball to be had. So instead, he's out fixing things, fixing fences and things that need to be done that get neglected. And, boy, we're seeing a lot of that. But the idea that we wouldn't have football, that we'd have baseball and the NBA would be very shocking. But we don't know. For now, the NFL would tell you, absolutely, the season goes on. It's going to happen. And even with the virus spike, by the way, Tom Brady and some of the Tampa Bay Bucks are working out despite that. They're at a local high school. They were at Berkeley Prep. And the NFL Players Association is kind of advising against that whole thing. But practicing, Gronk, Chris Goodwin, Scotty Miller, a whole bunch of other players were out there doing that, feeling like, you know, we were going to have these private workouts, and because how do we jump into this? And this is what Brady is such a workout nut. And now a new team, and even though they officially opened their facilities on June 10th, you had the coaches and all of that, but the players still can't enter until they're getting, you know, medical treatment, until all that goes down. And they're following the recommendations of what the NFL is. But the state of Florida and in the Tampa Bay area, particularly, I have family all over there, we're seeing that the cases are on the rise. So over 100,000 infections. They had a record one-day surge of 4,000 new cases. And this is the thing, right? You could spread COVID-19 without knowing it. So it's the same things we hear over and over again. Wear a mask, wash your hands, keep your distance from other people, blah, blah, blah. And it's not blah, blah, blah. It's what's working. And famous or not famous, they're in the same boat, same situation. So I got a question in the mailbag from Mac about was I going to do Nail the Score this season? He asked that, and then he asked what I thought was going to happen with the Super Bowl. And the answer is yes, I'm going to do Nail the Score. So on Tuesday nights in our first hour, the last segment of the hour, I'll pick a game of the week. All you have to do is call in or send me an email with who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. So popular to do it. More and more people are hitting me up and saying that they want to be part of that game. And then he also asks if I could go to one sport and be guaranteed safety, what would it be? That's tough. I would say right now I'd love to go to a baseball game. And with the enormous arena, if there was only a handful of people and you're telling me you're guaranteeing my safety, and especially because that seemingly is coming back, I believe I would pick to go there, have a hot dog, a pretzel, a cold one, and watch some baseball. Meet you on the flip side. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wild wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you.
Be wild to see Thorogood in concert back in the day, especially. I've said this before, and when asked, and was just asked about what sporting event I'd want to go to, but oof, any kind of live music. Boy, that's the thing I miss, just live music. And before COVID-19 had happened, it'd been a while since I'd been at any kind of a concert, and I had plans to go to several, so they were kaput. However, if we're alive and kicking and surviving and thriving, hey, that's okay, right? Because we're all in the same boat of trying to navigate with one oar and trying to figure out where we steer in this sucker. All right, tail end of this hour, a couple of things. I'm going to mention this again because I keep getting asked this. 123,000 people have died in the U.S., but 740,000 have recovered. The sad news is that we've seen some areas in the U.S., where maybe it could have been prevented, the cases have shot up, and they're particularly higher in Texas, in Arizona, and in Florida, but in the state of Washington, too, they've seen an increase. The governor there, Inslee, is saying, yeah, masks indoors, by the way. So don't think you're not wearing the mask indoors. It's so tough, though. How do you police that? It's like saying we're going to issue fines. We know that we have heard that before. How do you do that when we're having police shortages, conversations about defunding police? How do you entertain the ways of really making that work? I guess if enough people feel like, okay, this is the only way we can do this, so if 90% of us do this, or even 89%, whatever the number is, we're in much better shape. Yeah. If that wasn't enough, be careful about hand sanitizer. The FDA warned about 9 hand sanitizers that might have a potentially fatal ingredient. You know, now everywhere you go, people are handing you hand sanitizer. You go to a grocery store, it's there, it's all over the place. That's how we're supposed to be safer. That's good. But there are certain products that contain methanol. And when it's absorbed through your skin or ingested, not good, because it's toxic alcohol. And it's used as what? An industrial as a solvent or pesticide or, you know, whatever. So you'd be lightheaded, you'd be sick, you'd be nauseous, blurred vision, all that kind of stuff. And there are a bunch of them that fall into this category that you might have come across. There is a list. If you want the list and you have not seen it, just hit me up and ask me for the hand sanitizer list. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, hit me up on contact and say you want the list, and I'll give it to you. But some of them are all clean hand sanitizer. That's on the list. Clean Care No Germ Advanced Hand Sanitizers on the list. The Good Gel Antibacterial Gel Hand Sanitizer is also on that list. So just be careful, because not all hand sanitizers are created equal. And, of course, there are a lot of people that are jumping into that market. And I'm sure some of the products are fine, are fabulous, but just be sure they are good before you jump in and put the wrong thing on your skin. Sad, a 7.4 magnitude earthquake smashed into Mexico, but sent thousands and thousands into the street, but reportedly only killed 2 people. But you saw those buildings sway in Mexico City, and of course hysteria hits. One person was killed, another injured in a building collapse. Otherwise, minor damage, windows, collapsed walls, the swaying of buildings, you know, that whole kind of thing. There's a state-run oil company, it's Pemex, and the quake caused a fire at their refinery in Salina Cruz, pretty close to that epicenter. And luckily, they got the flames out pretty quickly, or that could have been much worse. But they've had 140 aftershocks. 140. Oof, can you imagine? I mean, that would scare you. It was so deep and was felt so far and wide. They felt it in Guatemala and throughout South and Central Mexico. And so the closer to the epicenter, the more you could see the damage. And I saw a lot of pictures and video from it. And it was significant in, you know, some of those areas. How about the woman charged in the arson of the Wendy's? And this is Rayshard Brooks. Remember what happened there. But the woman charged it with arson related to that crime apparently knew Rayshard Brooks, so went back in anger, whatever. We don't know all the details, but boy, is that not significant. And they had pictures, clear pictures of her. So you had to figure this Natalie White is her name, was going to get picked up. As soon as that they started to air that, I said, I mean, clearly you could see her face, enough of her face anyway. And she was wanted after, right, you know, practically after those photographs were released. She surrendered herself in because she surrendered herself because she said she's not the person that started the fire. She's not the one. She's confirming she is the same person that Brooks mentioned to officers in body camera footage the night of his arrest, but didn't say anything about their relationship, just said that he was with her, apparently, and they were they had gone to the Wendy's, and the officers responded to a call about him being asleep in his car, and the rest is history. We certainly know that. So there's questions about her role in this, and that's why they say she went and turned herself in, that it wasn't her that started it, but it looks like it because that's the picture that was shown all over the place. And that's why she surrendered and she's in custody, but that she didn't do it. This gets just stranger and stranger, doesn't it? Horrible. And because of, not so much because of that, but because of the cries over injustices that have been done to people like Breonna Taylor, who was asleep and was one of those no-knock warrant situations. It was horrible. One of the three Kentucky police officers involved in her killing fired on Tuesday. In a two-page letter to the Louisville Metro Police Department, Detective Brett Hankison, Chief Robert Schroeder, said that the detective violated department rules and procedures and deadly force standards when she was killed. He and two other plainclothes officers used a no-knock warrant to enter her apartment back on March 13th, and they fired 10 rounds. So that created, obviously, serious injury and ultimately death to Taylor, and there were three other occupants in that the apartment next to Taylor's too as well, and fired them not knowing what is it directed at, someone who posed an immediate threat or not. 26 years old, she's an emergency room tech, and of course there's been widespread criticism for that because she was 1240 and it was during a drug investigation focused on a trap house miles away. And her address was listed on the warrant because the apartment supposedly, allegedly, had been used to receive mail or keep drugs for a man they were looking for who was already in custody when they raided the house. They knocked several times, announced their presence, and then they forced their way in. And the rest, sadly, is history. So Taylor and her boyfriend believed that their apartment was being broken into, and you know, he fired at what he believed to be was an intruder, and he hit one of the officers in the leg. Oof. What a note to end on. But thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour. Remember, like it or not, hashtag be aware, we still, people, are all in this together. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.